Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Come on. Alon, are you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Lifeblood Engage. This is George G. Our guest today is strong and powerful Alon Braun. Welcome, Alon.
Thank you, George. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you on. Yeah. Alon is a modern-day Renaissance man. He's a member of Israel's Cyber Special Forces Unit. He's a marine biologist, a body movement teacher, an online marketing guru, a children's book author, business accelerator, strategist. His latest work is The Entrepreneur Journey. Alon, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
So, we can start from the end. So I recently published the book, The Entrepreneur's Journey, and become a small bestseller now, which I'm proud of, that many people bought it on Amazon. And in this book, I summarize like the last 20 years of my life, I can say. And I summarize more of the mistake and, you know, and the successes and the insights. And I wrote this book, first of all, for my children. Like for that maybe in 10 and 20 years from now, you know, my son or let's say, or my children will read it, all my children. Or it's like, you know, it's like some kind of thing that I wrote for myself, that if I had a time machine, it would be great to read it in the past. Less practical direction. And we can talk about the book is about, it's a framework that I give. And it's actually based on, it's called Integral Philosophy and the Integral Framework, which is actually look like we can actually, if we try to solve a problem, let's say solving a problem in the book deal with the problem of how we take something we create, something creative, and take it and impact the world. And usually we're talking about like, and I see, let's say economy and using financial part of impacting the world today is kind of a necessity. So we're talking about how you take something and actually, in a way, build a team. And I suggest this is a journey of the entrepreneur. You build a team, you connect to many people, then you build systems, and then you bring the system to the world with marketing. So this is, the book is about that, and it's a very general perspective of what you're dealing with in any business. So any business that you can actually look at it, and even if it's like really artistic business, it doesn't matter so much which kind of business, or it's the activity to bring something to the world is very similar always. And this is what the book about. And I would love to get into the subject and start and explain, because I think, you know, I know, George, that you are really interested in reading and collecting information and about self-growth. And what is beautiful about this framework that I took like 8 different areas, and they are connected together in a beautiful way. And it actually includes a lot of self-development and leadership and communication and development itself of how do you make a software and marketing strategies. Like, so it collects the best that it found for every literature in order to have like one collection that the entrepreneur can use in his journey from the best that he can find. For example, you have mentioned, I know you mentioned that, what was the name of the author that she writes about the right side of the brain, Julia Cameron.
Yeah.
Okay. How this knowledge you think is effective. And ask you a question. How do you think this knowledge you mentioned is related to the entrepreneurs? How this related to entrepreneurs? And look at how And you can explain, I can also share with you what is like this, what is the book about to our audience, but how you see, maybe you can say two words, how this is connected to that. And then we this is a conversation we're going to have.
Yeah, yeah. I think for me, it was a helpful confirmation that very many people are in fact creative, and that it's okay and even good for you to embrace that creativity, to want to bring something into the world, and then giving daily practices to be able to do that.
Okay, this is perfect, because I will say that this, I notice the creative people many times in my, you know, in my business life, and I want to believe that I am also a very creative person. Now, however, a very creative person, or very open person, you know, Jordan Peterson in the Big Five personality traits, they call it the openness, a trace of openness. How a person which is high in openness, how, what is his relation to business? What is his relation to the, you know, this entrepreneur journey? And this is what the book is about. It's about how do you connect from this place. This place is like, and it's very personal, intimate, inner self place. This book, specifically this book, it's a really intimate inner self place. It's so intimate that you gave me this example. I heard before, there are barely words to describe this woman's work, because it's so embodied in the creativity. We're talking about the different way we look at a picture, the different way we draw with our, can we draw from a symbolic memory, or actually we draw reality. It's a very, very close and embodied practice. And how this is related to the entrepreneurship. Now, this is a book about, and I show how you, first of all, in order to be a conscious, develop, and I believe that entrepreneur, that successful entrepreneur, success, and I mean success, we will talk about what is success, because success can be only financial success. But sometimes success is also when you manage to express what you wanted to express to the world, and it's actually you. So some people, you know, I think for the artistic community or the not a strictly business community, let's say like that, success is a little bit more than money. It's a little bit more than money. I don't think it's very modern even to consider success a person that actually achieve only money. You know, it's really, it's common in the social media, you know, this guy is very successful, this guy very successful, you know, but is it what is success for us? Because I see many people, they want to express themselves. They want to be authentic with the world. They want to be appreciated to who they are. Now, if you're building an innovation that doesn't take this into account, and you don't do the self-development work to understand with yourself who you are, how can you bring and how do you make a team and how do you make a business that actually reflects who you are? Now, these parts are crucial. And I in my journey, I have seen the damage that this is making. So when entrepreneurs just copy, many, many entrepreneurs, and many, I think many, it's like, I don't know, we both know, it's like they copy an initial model. So if his friend is an accountant, he's an accountant. And his friend is making a software company, he's making a software company. Now, there are ideas. I don't say there are not ideas, but there are ideas which are unique. Sometimes this idea, these ideas, does the entrepreneur, is it coming from his own self of being? It's not a singer. In a singer, you know, songwriters, musicians, artists have certain ways and a lot of work to make their creation. It does not, these practices of the artist, for example, are just unknown for many of the entrepreneurs, because they there are ways, and the artist learns ways to bring his thoughts to the world. And we can talk about strategies to do that, but if you don't have this ability and you never practice that and you haven't read about it and you don't know anything about the arts and creation of arts specifically, you have no way to incorporate this into the entrepreneurship that you're building. And now this is true to many other directions. So we go on the journey. On the journey of the book, we start with a sensing, and this is what we just spoke about. How do you come with an idea? What is an idea? What is the correlation to the body? What's the best framework in the world that artists make to bring them, they communicate with the muse? They call it communicating with the muse. How do you make a high level idea and another high level idea? How do you bring it to life? Now, so is this part. And then there is a part, the second stage in entrepreneur journey is expression. So expression is also art by itself. And this is beautiful because we have the input, how we get ideas, how we get things into us, and how we take it out. Now, many of the entrepreneurs that we see, they are not practiced in expressing. Now, we both here on a podcast, meaning we have a little bit of, we are training ourselves, we know the significance of expressing yourself with others. You know, we this is the reason we both here on the podcast, because we like to talk and to express, and we want to, and I see you're nodding.
For sure.
Yes.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
So these practices are beautiful practice of the art of, can be of acting, of stand-up comedians, of even making a presenting a pitch deck. How can you, as an entrepreneur, do anything, I must say, without the ability to sell your idea? It's not even, it's very difficult, and I see many, you know, they have amazing stuff, life-changing, crazy stuff, and I can give example. I don't know if the example are very sad. You see, like, beautiful stuff that people make, save millions of life. There's a device that's going to save millions of life. It never get anywhere. You know why it never get anywhere? Because the person never get funding. And the person never get funding because he don't have any stage and the ability to talk on the stage. And when he has the opportunity to talk on the stage, he always wins the idea. He never practices his body to talk in front of people. He never looked at this direction of development. He never thought it as necessary. So few acting lessons, few public speaking lessons, some encouragement, coaching from experts in the field, and there are so many, to the entrepreneur. It's, you know, it's like, it's a big story. Now, this is expression stage, and I show like what limit is for expression and what we can, how can we enhance the expression. So there are functions in the book. So we need to all the time optimize these functions. So this is a self-development that we need. But it starts with a self-development, and this is the first quadrant. And then we move to the cultural quadrant. The cultural quadrant, it's meaning what we believe as a group. You know, there is an individual, and you are always part of. So what we believe as a group. We have belief about this is good, this is bad, this is okay, this is not okay, this is like this. You know, we have so many beliefs as a groups. And we always also create as a group. This is a weird thing for me, and it will be very weird for entrepreneurs to understand. It's as teams. It's really, really difficult to do anything today without people. Mm-hmm. I do not know if it's even possible. You have to communicate, and I will say like this. The most successful entrepreneurs that I see that had the great success with their thing, and I'm talking about financial success, I'm not talking about even personal success, because they know to work with people and operate many people. So once you know to lead, you call it lead, you can call it enslave, you can call it different names, but it's like you work with many people, and everybody with the way that is working. Some people enslave people, some people lead from another place, some people... You see so many organizations and the way that they operate, but the person that do it well, whatever relation he has with the team, succeed much more than other. that this is, was clear to me along the way. You know, this is one of the traits, for example, one of the traits that people like with high openness have, and I think this is like, because they are so high in openness and they go to information all the time, they forget about the information which is in the reality, which about, because to deal with people, it's collecting information from reality. It's not from books and not from movies. It's a real-time collection of information and processing in real time, and this is social skills. It's really different than like learning, you know, a book. It's playing football in class. It's like understanding the rules of the game from the dynamic of people. Now, in order to optimize this part of your life, the social part, or the cultural social part, there are best practices as that as well. And in here, there is like amazing practices in the literature, how we plan together, how we do a collaboration, group planning, how we talk. There are many books about that, great books about that. How we make a team, how we get funding. Why we need money, actually, because maybe we need to take care of the team and take responsibility. What are the standards here? Like to operate a group of people. What is the best literature about that? So this is essential for the entrepreneur as well. And from there, we move to the external world, and the external world in the book is about systems, building system. And building systems, again, best practices, we tend to forget that this is, you have to build systems. So this is like, for people like the entrepreneur, sometimes, you know, it's about the idea, but no, it's also about building the system. It's not only if you're a musician, it's not only about making a song. You have all the way to get the song to the world, and there will be publishers that will take care of your song, agent and publisher that will take care of you, and he has the channels and the radio and the people and everything. And sometimes you just don't have these people to help you, like, and take your idea to the world. You have to work with people in order to have the system. So either you build it, or you work with people that know to build it or have built it. So there's always a system building here, and there are best practices how you work in system. In system level, for example, agile development framework, different way that you test a product, and there are framework for that. So people that coming from software engineering, they have all these frameworks. And the frameworks are actually, how do you work with people in a very productive way, an efficient way, as a developer? And then... From that, the book continues to the marketing, and then we have the external person, the external user, customer. You know, right now we are in the conversation, but there is somebody listening to us here. We are not alone right now. There is somebody with us here.
Right.
Now, this presence, the presence that's always with us here, and probably, and hear me now, is always there with us as entrepreneurs. We have to understand that they're always there. And we forget, we have the practices which are, it's not the normal way that we have lived before. When we live without entrepreneurship, without having this concept of the third, suddenly you change your life and you work all the time with the thought about the third person. It's a big shift in mindset. And and in the book talk about the best practices for that. For example, how do you collect information? How do you collect information? How you communicate with the third entity? It's actually a virtual third entity that we actually hooked info from the internet. So we get feedback, you know, how you get feedback by email, by SMS, by Facebook, everything. All the practical way that we already have information from about the people that use our services, for example. 200 years ago, this never existed. I don't know if people really able to collect this information, or 100 years ago already it started. But, you know, in my book, I look at Edison and the Edison journey as one of the greatest entrepreneurs, and I analyze his journey with his perspective. And you see, like, Edison from 100 years ago, very similar procedures that everything I'm describing in my book, which are very modern. So nothing have changed. Nothing might have changed in the creation cycle itself. You still make a team, and you're still like testing things. And so technology changed, but not the way that we practice as humans, because there we didn't progress a lot. We still need to make ideas. We need to express ourselves. We need to get to bond with other people. We need to make a plan with them. We need to start and develop something. 100 years is the same. Nothing has changed. And many things that changed, actually, it was for the worse. If you see, how Edison worked, and it's fascinating to understand that he had actually agile practices that we think that were invented like 30 years ago. It's actually doing things.
Right.
They've been creating shit. And they're dying it in a beautiful settings. The startup have not been created 20 years ago. The startup and these groups have been created hundreds of years already.
Been
so
around.
Been there.
Been around for a long time.
They are there for a long time and they are documented. But we never refer to them. We never, have you ever hear like the team dynamic, teamwork in like a 15th century? Or in the 100 years ago, people have built great stuff.
Right.
I must tell you, it's like you see buildings, you see art, you see museums. People think, have built. Like,
we think Henry Ford
stuff.
Invented it, right?
Yeah,
and
we're talking about even before and before. So practices like that, creating stuff, the practices of creation itself. How do you make these things? This is art. This is what I try to tap in the book, and this is what I try to look at and. Not in general. So this is what I
mean, I love it to have thought about and considered every different aspect and covered all the different quadrants that you did, and to bring it all together in one resource, I think is super valuable, and I'm grateful for the fact that you did it. So, Alon, I appreciate you coming on. Where can people get a copy of The Entrepreneur's Journey, and how can people best engage and connect with you?
First of all, they can go to Amazon. There is an audiobook and a Kindle version and a physical version. And they need to Google. They need to search for Entrepreneur's Journey by Alon Brown. Or what else? They also can go to my site, which is riverbanks.com. And they shall do / scorecard. Over there, they can do a self-assessment to see where they are and where to assess themselves, where they are the strong or weak in regarding the entrepreneur journey and the different frameworks. So where they need a little bit to enhance themselves or to learn more. So that is that's all.
I love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Alon your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to wherever you buy fine books, but certainly Amazon, and pick up a copy of The Entrepreneur's Journey. And go to riverbanks.com/scorecard and take that assessment and figure out where it is that you are in your journey and figure out what you can do to do better. Thanks again, Alon.
Okay, thank you very much, George.
And
it was a pleasure.
Yeah, likewise. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.